Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The Gaelic Athletic Association was formed to promote Irish sport and culture. Its controversial Rule 21 forbade members of the British security forces from becoming members and playing for GAA teams. John Redmond's speech at Woodenbridge in 1914, calling on the Irish volunteers to enlist in the forces, meant some GAA members faced a dilemma. As a result, in 1915, the Laois County Board sought to bring forward a motion to have Rule 21 rescinded for the duration of the war. GAA player Ross O'Carroll has studied the association during wartime.
Early members of the GAA were involved in the IRB, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, who obviously were later involved, some of them, in the 1916 Rising. So, straight from the off, the GAA was imbued with a sort of a nationalist twinge. Rule 21 excluded members of the British security forces from being involved in the GAA or being a member of the GAA. Of course, when Redmond made a speech at Woodenbridge, he implored people to join in the war effort. And obviously, a lot of members of the GAA took on board what he was saying and joined in the fight against the Hun. And a lot of people, a lot of GAA members, went to fight in the war, huge numbers. And obviously, by doing so, being a member of the British Army, they were excluding themselves from the association. Well, the Laois County Board, obviously, in light of the fact that a large number of members had actually gone off to fight in the war, they organised a motion within the county board that would allow members who have returned from the war to continue playing within the GAA, so Rule 21 wouldn't apply to them. This has to go to Congress to pass, and obviously there was a bit of a backlash amongst top officials within the GAA at the thought of this motion going forward to national level, and the motion was never brought forward whatsoever, so members were still precluded from playing or being involved in the association if they were in the British Army. And the Gaelic Catholic newspaper at the time, a very nationalist newspaper, they applauded the officials for preventing this motion from ever being brought forward. There are a number of GAA players who went off to fight in the war, most notably probably John Fox and James Rossiter. John Fox was from Newmarket and Ferguson, Clare. He participated in the 1914 All-Ireland Final where Clare beat Laois. He was a tremendous athlete and he was injured in the Battle of the Somme. And he returned back to Ireland with shrapnel actually still in his head from an attack which he experienced. And technically he was precluded from playing due to Rule 21. But in actual fact he did play a number of games for Newmarket and Ferguson. And he was sometimes jeered on the sideline for taking John Bull's loop. And I suppose that will tell you a bit about the thought process amongst members of the association at the time. While his teammates clearly had no problem with him playing, while his club clearly had no problem with him playing, some people in the association maybe just supporters at matches, but they saw fit that they could jeer him for the injury. Jim Rossiter, he wrote a letter from the front. He was off fighting with the Irish Guards, that he felt more nervous before an All-Ireland final than before an Irish Guard attack on the Germans. So that tells you a lot about James Rossiter, but it also tells you how serious an All-Ireland final is. If you look, there's a dichotomy of attitudes within the GAA. You have Sean Etchison in Wexford, you have J.J. Walsh in Cork, who would have been staunchly against people fighting in the war. On the other hand, you have other people in Cork, other clubs, who actually passed motions of condolence to the families of people, to GAA members who died. So, when you look at it that way, while at the top, it may seem that the GAA was anti-war in some counties, at a local level it was a lot different. And I think to understand the GAA, you have to grasp that. You have to understand that it is a local association on local identities, tribalism, in a way. So despite what they might say at the top, ultimately it's what's there at a local level which is even more important. Thankfully, we've come to the stage where we're talking with the GAA and World One. We're talking with players who participated on the field in Ireland and the trenches in Europe. And I don't think there's any ambiguity about it anymore. I think we're accepting, the GAA is accepting of its history. And long may that continue.
Omura Park in Portlaoise. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.